I feel great. I've been blessed with a kill switch. I was blessed to come back, not really to have too bad of a concussion. You know, passed all my tests from the doctors, went to the specialists, and everything is okay.
Were you knocked out? Were you unconscious there Thursday night?
Apparently I was. don't remember much about the hit, but, you know, after, you know, I came up, I was ready to play again. You know, they had to take my helmet and everything for me not to play, and had to keep tabs on me in the locker room so I wouldn't run back out there. But, you know, I was ready to play. I'm ready to play this week. I'm back ready.
Were you hard for you to watch that on tape?
It was. I seen it one time, and didn't want to really see it again. I'm not scared to get hit now or anything like that. I love getting hit. I love giving hits. And we see them again this year, but we're going to worry about the Giants for right now.
How do you do that, to not fear getting hit like that? Because you went off at the end of a game on a Monday night game, I think against the Ravens, too, wasn't it? How do you overcome that you wouldn't get a little shy from getting hit like that?
It's not something you can teach. I'm just not scared. That's just what it boils down to. You know, I love this game. I have a lot invested in it. My team depends on me. I depend on them. I can't afford to be, you know, on the sideline. If I'm okay, if I'm cleared by the doctors, I'm ready to go. I can.
It seemed like you were part of the offensive game plan. How frustrating is it to be a part of the game plan and be at home with your family and have something like that?
It was very frustrating. I really wanted to play. I really wanted to put up some good numbers to help the team out as much as possible, to help the QBs out. I always joke with the QBs. I tell them if they want to get their stats up, keep throwing me the ball. You know, I'm here for y'all, you know, but I want to play. You know, I want to be of use, good use to my team, and I'm ready.
Josh, obviously them taking your helmet, not letting you back on the field and things like that, all part of the new protocols and safety procedures. Hindsight, though, regardless of wanting to play, are you glad that that's in place and that you weren't allowed back on the field just for your own personal health?
I want to play, you know, so it's hard. The rules are in place for a reason. I'm not a doctor, so I'm appreciative that they're looking, you know, somebody's looking out for my best interest. Because during the game, I cannot tell what's best for me, you know, and they're put in that position to tell what's best for me. I want to play all the time, and if I can see my fingers, my hands in front of me, and if I'm coherent enough, I feel like I should be out there. And they're the guys that's put in a position to make those type of calls, and I feel like it was a good call.
Josh, you think they were headhunting you on that play?
No, I think they just making a good play, trying to take a guy out like they're supposed to between the whistles, and it happened between the whistles. It was a good hit.
Did your wife and kids see that? What do they say? I mean, they got to be scared.
My whole family saw it. It was a lot of crying. You know, a couple guys was, you know, real hurt by it. Just because of the type of, you know, athlete I am and how I play, you know, I can't say that it won't happen again. I'm just not scared of those type of hits. I welcome guys to keep trying to hit me because I'm going to hit them if they don't. You know, my family was scared, but they realized that I love this sport and it's a part of the game. You know, so it just happened.
Did you lose consciousness?
Yes. I had to see the tape, and I got kicked in the face. So I didn't feel that until afterwards. They was asking me about my head and how it hurt. I was like, no, I'm fine. I don't have a headache, but it hurts here really bad. And that's when I got kicked in the face, apparently.
When you were walking off the field, did you know where you were and all that?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I got up, I was like, why is Michael Irvin right here giving me a handshake? Why is everybody on the knee? You know, I was kind of confused. I was like, where my helmet at? You know, I'm ready to get back in it. I was like, this is a hard game. We got to get back in it. You know, I didn't know what had happened prior. I just remember catching the ball, and that's it. I was ready to go back in it. So, you know, I guess that's what happens in the game. You know, you lose consciousness, you lose that couple seconds. And it was a long time I was out there, but to me it felt like a couple seconds.
With a couple of the injuries at receiver, do you expect to start this week?
I have no idea. I can tell you that I'm working to get in the game plan heavily again like I was last week. So we'll see.
Are you worried about the long-term effects of these concussions, Josh?
I didn't have a concussion because I'm cleared to play. I passed all the tests, even, you know, the balance test during the game. Like I said, I'm blessed with a kill switch. The doctor said that was a good thing to happen, the way it happened. You know, some guys don't get up after that. They don't recover as fast as I have. But like I said, I got somebody looking out for me. So.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you.